Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This heading into our final segment tonight, 6:36 in San Diego, 9:36 where Tony Gwynn Jr. is, and our guest, former San Diego, now pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. His name, Bryce Harper. Trevor, I knew I'd get at least a half a giggle out of you if I introduced you as Bryce Harper. For those who don't know the story, what?
Yeah, well, we don't want to confuse anybody, but I'm sure nobody's confused.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody out there is confused, so I'm going to just explain what happened. Trevor was at dinner, when was in the off season, and the waiter came by and thought he was Bryce Harper. And so Trevor played along and told the waiter that he was going to sign with the Yankees, and the waiter was really excited because he was from the Bronx. That's very funny. But
that's that beard. The beard.
It's the beard that did it, yeah. I guess. Yeah, but Trevor Williams is actually who's joining us, and we're happy to have him with us. And I'm sure the Pittsburgh Pirates are happy to have you back. You're happy to be back. It's no fun being on that injured list, I'm sure.
No, it's not, and I think they should rename it to the useless list next offseason.
The UL.
The UL, yeah, it's. I mean, injuries happen. You know, it's an unfortunate part of baseball, but I'm glad I'm back out there. I'm glad I'm healthy. I had my first start back yesterday, and it all feels good this morning when I woke up. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there every 5 days and helping the team out.
Trevor, what's the hardest part about not staying in your pitching routine and having to get back into it once you're healthy?
Yeah, the first 10 days of the injury were the toughest because I'm when I get to the field, I have a checklist of things I need to get done and what I need to do. And the first 10 days, I really couldn't do anything. It was sit around and get your treatment for 30 minutes, an hour, and then you can't throw, you can't run, you can't work out. So I was losing my mind a little bit the first 10 days. But getting back into the routine of it, it was like a mini spring training, if you will, going a two-inning sim game into a four-inning sim game into a rehab start and then into a start. So it was just getting built back up. I mean, if I was a reliever, I would have been pitching a week ago, 10 days ago, but I'm not. So I have to get my innings built up as a starter and get back out there. We wanted to make sure that everything was 100% with my side before getting back out there.
Trevor Williams is with us, the pride of Rancho Bernardo High School here in San Diego, now with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and coming along nicely in his career, 24-21, 3.78 career ERA. That's good. Trevor, how are you feeling where you're at in your career? I'm assuming that everybody goes through a couple different stages, like A, I'm excited to be in the big leagues, B, I want to prove I belong in the big leagues, C, I'm kind of feel like I do belong in the big. Where are you at about now?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think I was always told coming up, I had a college coach that played in the big leagues for a long time, and he always told me there were three levels of professional baseball, and it was getting out of A ball, getting to the big leagues, and then staying in the big leagues. I've been really fortunate in my career that I haven't gone back to the minor leagues since I've been called up. And I hope to never go back. I'm doing everything that I can to be healthy and to pitch every 5 days and help the Pirates win. So at this point in my career, you know, I'm surrounded by a lot of guys on the Pirates that are young, that we all came up together. And a lot of us are pushing each other to become the best versions of ourselves possible. So especially with our rotation and the way that we're having some position players, guys play out of their mind right now. Josh Bell is playing an MVP caliber, and then also we have some rookies on the team that are playing out of their mind as well. So I think all on the team, we're at that point in our career where we know if everything clicks, we can do something special. So we hope to continue that for as long as possible.
starting pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Trevor Williams joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Trevor, you just mentioned, kind of alluded to my next question, Josh Bell. I mean, he's made a tremendous impact on the team this year. As you said, MVP caliber year thus far, leading the All-Star voting at first baseman. What have you seen different from him than in the past years?
You always see flashes of brilliance, especially at the plate. His rookie year in 17 was unbelievable, the way that he was hitting balls. Last year, he had a little bit of a skid. There was flashes of brilliance, but then there was also just a little bit of skids. But this year, he's playing out of his mind, and his approach to the plate, you can tell pitchers are really calculating in their brain what they're trying to do. They're trying to pitch around him. They're trying to, you know, if they miss, they're going to miss off the plate, way off the plate. But the thing that often gets overlooked because he's hitting 100 homers and he's got 200 RBIs is his defense has really gotten better. He's taken a lot of time and effort into becoming a better first baseman, and we've seen it this entire season, especially from the pitching staff and the other guys that are in the infield with him. I feel like he's digging everything at first base, and it just overall as a player, he's really come to be himself.
Trevor Williams is with us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, the former San Diegan, now with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So, Tony and I were talking earlier a little bit about Chris Paddock, who you guys are going to see on Saturday, the young Padre pitcher who came up and started out so well, and then last few starts haven't gone quite as well, and they gave him a little rest. Now he's going back to work. But what we were talking about was the game of adjustments that are made in baseball. And as a pitcher, you come up, and then you do certain things, and then the hitters see you, and they make adjustments. And then you as a pitcher probably have to make some adjustments. How many different adjustments have you made, like just in your short time in the big leagues, to try to stay a step ahead of the game?
Like you said, it's a constant game of adjustments. When you think you're rolling with something that's working for 3-4 starts, that fifth start that team's going to get to you, especially a team within your own division. I pitched against the Cardinals last year 6 times. I felt like every time I went out there, they knew what I was going to throw before I knew what I was going to throw. So it's something you just have to constantly make adjustments and try and stay 2-3 steps ahead of the hitters of the offense. But that's the beautiful thing about baseball, and that's the beautiful thing about the guys that had the long careers make the most adjustments. And they also know to go back to their strengths if everything seems like it's going haywire. Go back to what made them good and what makes them good and stick with their strengths.
Trevor, tell us a little bit about what it's like playing for Clint Hurdle. I played against him for a while, and I know he's old school. What is it like playing for him, especially considering there's a bunch of young guys on this team?
Yeah, I think he's had to make an adjustment, too, a little bit from that old school into some new thoughts. So it's a good mix of both. Old school coach is how I flourish. I had the luxury of having Sam Blaylock at Rancho Bernardo.
Yeah.
He was old school, and It helped me become the baseball player that I am today. I had an old school coach in college with Tim Esme at Arizona State, and that's just kind of the coaching style that has helped me the most. So how he has adapted and grown in the game, shoot, he's been in baseball for many, many years, and he's seen really everything. So he's adjusting with the new wave of baseball, but he's also keeping his roots as an old school guy. And he's a manager that I go out every 5 days that want him to win, not only for my teammates, but also for him.
Never heard anybody who played for Clint Hurdle who didn't say they have a good time. It's fun playing for Clint Hurdle. Trevor, you play with also on your team, you talked about the young guys, but 2 guys from Grossmont High School that have found their way to the Pirates, and they're both going to pitch against the Padres this weekend. Joe Musgrove tomorrow night, Stephen Brault on Sunday. Tell us a
don't,
little
don't
bit.
Don't leave Poway out of there like that, man.
We got one Poway guy left.
Wait, who's that? Wait, what? Who else am I missing?
Kevin Newman.
Oh, Kevin Newman. Sorry. Newman, well, I was doing the pitching rotation,
I'm
Tony.
I get a little sensitive about that.
I know you do. I know you do. Poway. All right. So there's 4 San Diego guys. That's crazy. How often do you guys look at each other and go, did you guys all know each other growing up? And now all kind of look at each other and go, this is crazy. Well, as I said, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I don't know how many how often this has happened in baseball history, where you got guys that are all about the same age, from the same area, playing on the same big league team. That's not even from the area we're from.
Right.
We had another Poway guy, Connor Joe.
Yeah.
But then he was rule fived away from us, I believe. And I remember going up to our general manager once he got taken. I was like, hey, we had too many Poway guys in the Pirates organization. We had to get at least one of them out of here. It's crazy how baseball is, and it's a testament to the talent within Southern California and especially San Diego. Just looking throughout the league, there's a lot of Southern Californians. I played travel ball with Tony Wolters on the Rockies. I came up a little bit with Michael Lorenzen too, on the Reds, and Christian Yelich is from Southern California too. We played on the same travel team, so it's wild that we all ended up on the Pirates. It's cool to see Steven come into his. He's getting an opportunity to be a starter with us now. We've had a ton of injuries, and he's getting his chance to stick in the rotation. Every time Big Joe comes on the mound, it's fun to watch. He's a competitor, and especially he wants to do well. He wants to win, but he also wants to do it against his hometown team. And Kevin has been a hitting machine for us, and his defense has gotten great. He's making some big time plays at shortstop for us too. So hopefully we all stick together. But if we lose the Poway guy, I won't be too upset.
Aha, Tony.
I had a feeling Trevor was going there.
Yeah.
Right. My wife is from Poway, so I can't.
Ah, that's where.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, that's right, man. You always protect Poway. All right, Trevor. Hey, have a fun weekend with the Padres in town, and thanks for joining us. Always in San Diego, you always have a good place to come home to whenever you need. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.